So we are beginning a new sugya. It's the first time in a long, long time that we're beginning a brand new sugya. So we're starting off at the top of Yud Aleph from the days. Again, none of these sugyas are really Bava Kamma sugyas. They're all Ula Amar Rabbi Elazar sugyas, but the Gemara just one after another after another. Each one is action packed. So the top of Yud Aleph from the days, Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Elazar, B'chosh and Nitra Pesoch Lamed Yom, Ein Poten Asel. If the B'chor is Nitra within 30 days, then you don't have to perform Pidyon HaBen. So we know what the B'chor means, we know what 30 days, and we know what Pidyon HaBen is. We're not quite sure what the word Nitraf means. So it's actually a major machlekes of Rishonim. So for our sugya today, we're going to go down the path of Rashi. And Rashi learns that B'chor she Nitraf means a tragedy. B'chor Adam Shenera, B'soch Lam B'joim. So the word Nitraf yet does not conjure up the image of Trefa, like perhaps Tosfos, other Rishonim are going to learn. Rashi's learning that means Nerag. Like Taruf Taruf, you'll say he was killed. He was killed, whatever it is, the lashon of killed. So comes the Gemara and says that if B'chor is Nitraf within 30 days, there's no need to be paid to him. V'chein Tani Rabbi B'chama, Rabbi B'chama taught a braisa to that same effect. Mitok Shenem Apodo Sifte Yochel Afilu Nitraf Pesach Lamedjan. I would have thought that the Torah says you have to do Pidyon HaBen, and the Torah says it again. Pidyon Tifta Apodo Tifta, a million times over. You have to pidyon HaBen. I would have thought that comes to include even within a baby that died within 30 days, was killed within 30 days, Tamar Lomer, Achilek. So we're Ach, as we always know, Ach B'Yom HaRishon, Ach B'Asa L'Chodesh HaShvi, the word Ach always means sometimes, not all the time, it's a Lashon of Mir, Lashon of Chilek, that statement is not always true. So the Gemara says, we have this Drasha, we have Teshuva Petz explaining to us that our Svar Rishona would have been that you have to be paid to this child, Kamash Lon exists the cause that you don't. So Rashi begins to analyze what would I have thought and what was changed and what exactly is going on. So let's assume for a moment that we don't have any psukim. We can't assume we have no psukim. We have very little to talk about. So you don't have a phrase, ach, podo sifte. The Torah doesn't say it. The Torah says, uftuyu v'chodesh sifte, you have to redeem a baby after 30 days. Stop. Nothing else. No exercise. What would I have thought that there would have been? So if a baby dies within 30 days, what I've thought in my wildest dreams that I have to be paid to the baby. The Torah says, you have to paid to the baby after 30 days. So I'm a hechetei say that you would have had to be paid to the baby before 30 days. So the whole Gemara is killing point. What was my wildest dreams that I would have thought you have to be paid to the baby, that I need to exercise a cost to say you don't have to? Hechetei say you should have had it in the first place. So Rashi fills in the gaps. So Rashi says, if you look carefully at Lashon HaGemara, the Gemara says B'chor she Nitraf. What does the Gemara not say?
Shemes.
The Gemara clearly does not say B'chor she Meis. What's the difference between B'chor she Meis and B'chor she Nitraf? A very, very big difference. Meis means that the baby died naturally. Nebuch, the baby was born, obviously wasn't very healthy. There's a 2 weeks Nebuch, my little son, the baby dies. So comes Rashi and says, I don't need a Gemara and Dafi Lafa Meis. I don't need Ula and Rabbi Elazar. I don't need a Brais of Rabbi Chama. I don't need a pasuk of Ach. Any Tom, Dick, and Harry could figure it out on their own that this baby is not chayav in Pidyon HaBen. Why? Because it didn't reach 30 days. But if the baby was killed, all of a sudden I would have thought everything is different. Then, if and when it was Nitraf, which Rashi is translating to mean Nehrag, if the baby was killed, then I would have made a case to say it's chayav in Pidyon HaBen. Why? Because I would have said as follows. I would have said that if the baby wouldn't have been killed, it would have lived. So therefore, it should be chayav Pidyon HaBen, kamash v'lana. So the Rashi make life any easier for us? The Rashi help us very much? Very, very little. Why? Because at the end of the day, has the magic time on the calendar arrived yet? Has the baby celebrated its first month birthday or not? The answer is no. So what do I care? I would have, the baby could have lived, should have lived, could have lived, would have lived. Tachlis didn't live. And since the baby didn't make it to 30 days, much partly, whether it died naturally or whether it was killed, the chur in both cases, there's no need for a pasuk to tell me that you're not chayav Pidyon HaBen. So the Rashi hasn't made matters much easier, but now Rashi begins to address that nekuda. Rashi realizes right away that we're troubled by this question, and Rashi now explains the nuance of difference and makes all the difference in the world. What is the difference between mace where it's poshut, not even shy of it dies before 30 days, whereas Nitraf, ooh, Hava Amina, Chayav, Kamash Balan, Ach, that's Potter. What's the difference between the two? So Rashi goes to the basics. Mamish goes to the ABC. And Rashi has a very, very controversial statement. And hopefully as the sugyas develop more in the next sugya than this sugya, we'll see it's a very, very highly contested statement of Rashi. Rashi begins to do something almost very strange. Rashi begins to analyze my high 30 days. Like, well, what's this all about? Strange mitzvah, pigeon aben. Baby's born. If you would have asked me, what would be the appropriate time to do a pigeon aben? Right away, baby's born. My high. Not a shiny way, 30 days. What's that all about? Now, it's a prophet, it's true. But is there something deeper than that? Is there something in the world of science, in the world of biology, in the world of physiology, that maybe 30 days corresponds to? Maybe there's some deep, dark message of Armano. I don't know if I said Armano, but she's one of Tarmani. Maybe some real Tarmani, if you want, you know what I'm saying, right? Maybe there's June Zone, I can say whatever you want. There's some real Tarmani message here. Namely, this number 30 days is not just Stam Apostle, not just Stam Akzeres, it's just Stam Halacha, but maybe it corresponds to something. Why in the world would I think that it corresponds to anything? Like, why would I make this up, Yesh Me'ayim? So Rashi read had his eyes on the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara has a comment in the Sefer Shabbos that you should just know biologically, physiologically, the Gemara says that if a baby is born and it doesn't live all that long, then you know what? We could probably assume it was never really meant to survive anyway. It's what's called in Allah a what? A nefel. It's basically a miscarriage. Even though when it came out, it was breathing, it was beating, you know, it was moving a little bit, but Lamaise, if it couldn't make it past point X, we have no idea yet. I mean, we probably do know, but we're not going to tell you yet what point X is. If it doesn't make it past point X, we could just assume when it died, it's not that it was a live baby that died, it was never really alive in the first place. It's halakhi was lived as a baby. What is the cutoff point? What is the shear? So you have to check and ask the neonatologists, and you look around and you do your research, and all of a sudden the Gemara says, I'll tell you what the shear is. You won't believe what the shear is. You know what the shear is? 30 days. So comes Rashi and says, ooh, 30 days, 30 days, Gzeirah Shava. We find on the one hand, we find there's a mitzvah satira of 30 days for the mitzvah pidgin amen. And we also find that the suffix nefel is only determined to be no longer present if the 30 days. So Rashi says, hey, wait a second, do you think this is coincidental? No. There's a very real connection between these two statements, and almost the reason why the Torah gives us the mitzvah pidyon haben after 30 days is dafka for this very reason. The reason why the Torah says hold off the pidyon haben for 30 days is because we don't even know for sure that the baby's going to live. So therefore the pidyon haben coincides with the moment in time when we declare that the chashash nefel has been overcome. That's the magic number 30 days. Now, one can already begin to sense that is a huge chiddush. Why? Because if not for this Rashi, what would I have said? If you were just looking at the number 30 days, what would you have said?
Should be one day.
No. If you were, the Torah says 30 days, what would you have said? I would have said it's a what? It's a din. It's a halacha. There's no ma'adim. It's Torah. Torah is Hashem. Tamim Moshim is Nefesh. Torah with nothing else. Just, it's Torah. Not all that different than what? We have a lot of shiurim in halacha. A lot of zman in halacha. The mashal, the Torah says you do a bris in 8 days. We get a philosophize the day. Oh, there's a medical reason why. I mean, we don't. That's not a cup of tea. The Torah says that you blow shofar on the first day of a Tishrei. Oh, there's some agricultural reason, botanical reason. Come on, give me a break, right? The Torah says the Torah says eat matzah and places like what's like to do. Sometimes, every once in a while, if Hashem Baruch Hu created the world in such a way that there are some other things that happen, let's say, in context of the Yom Tovim. So it happened to be, it happens to also be this Zman HaKotzir and this Zman HaOsiv. But in the end of the day, the Zman takes on a life in of itself. If you live in the southern hemisphere and you're harvesting your crops in the middle of the winter or something, you still observe Pesach on the way when Pesach is. So, L'chorah, the Rashi is a tremendous, tremendous Chiddush. And again, under Bisham Taisus, and could be most of the Rishonim, have serious reservations with this Rashi. That's going to be almost the next sugya, not really this sugya.
Could it be that Rashi is really making Gzeiras HaKosov here? If do you have to be Ben Chodesh, the word from the word Ben, that has to be something that lives to a month? And it's not just a Sfar, it's a...
I don't know. I mean, where did Rashi get it from? We're going to see in the next sugya. Let's hold off on this one. I don't want to spend too much time on this, because this is really Rashi for the next sugya. But it's important for this sugya as well, in the following sense. because Rashi just got finished explaining to you that the number 30 lifi daita was not exercise kosov, it makes a lot of sense. It's a concern of chashash nefel. So now I could begin to make some sense out of what the havamina was. If the baby dies within 30 days, pasha shepotur, because it was a nefel. If the baby is killed, what do we have a right to say? It was Nebuch, the baby was killed. The fact that the baby Nebuch was killed in a car accident, Nebuch, the baby was attacked, was killed by an animal, that doesn't indicate that the baby was any less of a baby. That doesn't lead us to believe that it was really a nefel. It most probably was a healthy baby, because most babies are not nefelim. Most babies are viable babies. Now, Nebuch, a tragedy struck, and the baby didn't make it to 30 days, but one could have argued that maybe such a baby is chayav in pidyon ben, because after all, the real chayav pidyon ben should really be from the time the baby is born. We always have that concern of chashash nefel. So when the baby dies, natural causes, so that's taka a nefel, then there's taka no mitzvah. But the baby dies in an unnatural, never through an accident, so then igwa muslim afreya, that it never really was a nefel. And it was never really a nefel, so then shetak b'chayav in pidyon ben. So that's not a svara. That's a great svara. It's a phenomenal svara. It's going to go by the way of all the other great svaras. What? It was a great svara, but it's what? It's trumped by Exeris HaKosov. What's Exeris HaKosov? Ah, positive. Finish. Shabbat Shalom said fakir. But it wasn't crazy. Now I see why Ula has to tell it to me. Now I see Rabbi Elazar has to speak. Now I see where Rabbi Chabad dug up a brisa. Now I need why we need a positive. Ah. It makes a lot of sense because of Rashi's rationale that the 30 days are not exerus kosov. If the 30 days would have been exerus kosov, like Tosfos happens to all the other Rishonim hold, then there's no reason to differentiate between Mace versus Neharag. But according to Rashi's Svara, then it makes a lot of sense. Someone's got Rashi down pat, Kavaltik, right? So the Havamina would have been, because it's not a Nefel, Hino Nefel, and Kamash Bulan, Alpha Pichain. But I still want to attack the Havamina. I still want to analyze this Havamina, get this Havamina down pat. As we've seen in the past, you could spend days, weeks, sugyas on Havaminas. This Havamina opens up a world for us. Rabbi Yisai, who thinks it's a good Havamina? I would have said you have to do Pidyon Ben because the baby is, what's the next word? Because the baby is not a nefel, right? Who thinks that's the next word? Is not a nefel. What do you think the next word is? Not a nefel. Okay, or not an Eiffel. There's a word that's missing.
Probably
not an Eiffel. You don't know for sure it's not an Eiffel. No, Luyutu, the accident would have happened, the baby may have died the next day. You have no way of knowing that. So why are you so confident, so smug, and say, oh, this baby's not an Eiffel? You're the doctor, come with your white coat and say, this baby, perfect baby, never tragedy, but was a perfectly healthy baby. Make it, they say. Probably. That's not a good word, probably. You know why probably is not such a good word? Because probably is another way of saying what? Oh, come on, we've said it 100 times. Probably is a suffix. Rove. So the Chura licked.
Huh? What's wrong with Rove?
What's wrong with Rove, Mr. Alter says? What's wrong with Rove? Rove is the best thing in the world, right? We use Rove all the time. Don't we always use Rove? Almost. Most of the time we use Rove. Rove of the time we use Rove. What area of halacha do we not use rov? Okay, I do a mafursam. Ein holchim b'mamon achar rov. I am a mekam b'chav zayin. I am a mekam ben bav. I am a b'asal chayimu. Ein holchim b'mamon achar rov. So Mr. Alter said to me, oh, come on. This is not the mamonis. Everything is for the lawyers. This is religious law. This is the ritual law, right? Since when does this have to do with ein holchim b'mamon achar rov? Again, try to say Rashi. Rashi said the Havamina was chayav because ain't no nefel. So we have to hear in a word. It's not really ain't no nefel. It's rov ain't no nefel. But now we have a bomb. Gosh, wait a second. Ain't over mamracha rov. So the easiest way out of this dilemma would say, oh, come on, who are you kidding? Pidyon ben is not mamonis, right? Isn't it mitzvahs? It's not mamonis. What's the answer? Anyone want to have yoyim, you should know. What do you do when you have a suffix pidyon ben? What does the Mishnah say? Mishnah says, suffix pidyon ben. Do you have to give the money or not give the money?
What does
that
even mean,
the suffix? I have no idea. A woman goes into a cave and she gives birth to two babies, a boy and a girl. I have no idea which one came out first. Okay? So the Mishnah says about 100 times in the Sefer Becheres, Potter Hamotzi Nechaveh Lavaraya. Hamotzik levarai, last we checked, is a very deep moment, this type of a term. I would not use that in the following. Let's say, here's a funny one, right? The guy's not sure whether he has to eat matzah or not on Pesach, right? He's not sure whether he ate matzah or didn't eat the matzah. So we said, quick, you better go get yourself more matzah. So we said, no, Hamotzik levarai. Shabur matzah costs a lot of money, so Hamotzik levarai, prove that I have to better. It's a late sonos. It just costs money. Yeah, that's right. A lot of important things in life cost money. That's that motzach of a raya. Then you have a din toira between two people. You have din mom and shayla. Then motzach of a raya. So the chora, the Rashi is pilei ployim, because Rashi is trying to explain to me what the havamina was. And the best Rashi can come up with this is say, well, if the baby never was killed in an accident or something, so it wasn't a mayfell. We don't really mean it wasn't a mayfell for sure. We mean it was rolled, not a mayfell. Rove from today till tomorrow, why in the world would Rove have been mechayev me? So the Havami mechayev is still problematic. As much as Rashi thought to have solved the problem, we're still stuck. Because declaring that the baby is not a nefel is not a true statement. The best you can declare without Ruach HaKodesh is the baby was probably not a nefel, but probably just isn't enough in the realm of the Imamnas. And therefore we're back to square one. So it took us 20 minutes to figure out that we've gotten absolutely nowhere. We've got absolutely no way.
Can't we say this then by almost any cases of Nezek that, okay, today I knocked out this guy's eye, but who's to say that tomorrow his eye was going to fall out?
What does that do then? Right now, in Nezek,
because right now, you ruined a healthy guy. You damaged a bar crown, but the next, for all you know, the next day his eye would have fallen out.
That's true. What does that do with this? So at the end of the day, if you don't know the baby's not made with that people,
no, something, then you should. But if someone takes me to the Torah that I knocked out his guy's eye, I would say, but his eye would have fallen out tomorrow.
Even if it would fall tomorrow, right now you're mazik, your mother is a good. Right now, well, we're not talking about mazik is the term, but right now it's worth something. You cross the guy, have a nobody knows the future's going to hold. So the future never happened.
So then why can't we apply the same logic here? Right now the baby is healthy.
But the right now, every baby until it reaches 30 days is a suffering natural. That's the reality. Every day
we can't say on the day that it happened he was 100%.
But he wasn't. It was a suffering angel. If it would have died in this spot, we would have said, "Well, it's nothing to bend."
So why can't we say in the case of someone knocking out an eye, so fake that his eye would have fallen out tomorrow?
What? Not a bar. You still have a mazik. What's in front of me now? The mitzvah pidyon ben is built into the system. It's like closed mind. You don't know the guy's not because not if you don't bend. That's the mitzvah. That's exactly what the chiddush Torah of 30 days is. So what's pshat in Rashi? So this is not my kasher, but I say, whose kasher is this? Who's the member of Kemish? Shiru Kubetz, this is kasher. Shiru Kubetz poses this question. And he says, what did Rashi, my vehicle on a Rashi, what did Rashi help us for? Rashi didn't accomplish anything. You're back to square one. All you have is a rove, and a rove is not going to make you chayv in Pidna Ben, can you do him a force in the help of a Mecharej? Zok the Shibu Kibetzah in the name of who? Anyone saw him? The Tamidei Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Yisrael. The Tamidei Rabbeinu Yisrael. The Tamidei, I don't know who they were, I'm sure Rabbeinu Yisrael was, but somebody, his name was Yisrael. Tamidei Rabbeinu Yisrael.
Tamidei Abesht.
What? Yeah.